Hey, you big meanie. So, I know why you're not picking up. Sophia told me everything. She said that, you know, you got your heart rejected and you are in your depressive, I don't want to talk to anybody state. And I'm kind of disappointed you won't talk to me. I'm also disappointed that you didn't tell me, because I tell you everything, because I thought we were best friends. Anyways, I know Celia rejected you, and who cares? So call me back, we can get your favorite guy drink, which is a beer, ugh, and your favorite guy food, which is a pizza. I love pizza, actually. But I'm going to get pizza with garlic. Okay? Anyways, besides, I hope you realize that Celia rejected you. She's a nice girl. Don't get me wrong or anything. But she mentioned, I heard her talking to her friends, she felt there was no attraction between you. And even if she did accept your, you know, proposal to be girlfriend and boyfriend, why do you want to force a relationship with someone who doesn't feel attracted to you? So get that in your head, because you missed that part. But I heard her say it. She's not attracted to you. It doesn't mean you're ugly. It doesn't mean you're the worst. It just means she's not the girl for you. So go find somebody else. Okay? Like, for example, Beatrice. She keeps batting her eyes over you. Margaret keeps asking you for homework when she clearly does her own homework. Who else? I don't know. Go for Eric. He seems like he likes you too. There's a lot of people who like you and who love you and who appreciate you. So if you're going to be sad for a while, well, be sad over some beers and pizza. And let me know who you want to invite. You better call me back in 15 minutes. If you don't, well, maybe I'll go make up with Celia. Because she never said nothing about her not liking girls. And I'll brag about it, how I kissed Celia. And then maybe you want to kiss my lips to taste her. But you can't. Because you didn't call me back in 15 minutes. So call me back, you weirdo.